You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
William Hill's Alex Dunn here, joined once again by Carl Fogarty to discuss all things jungle. Afternoon, Foggy.
Afternoon, mate.
We spoke on Monday, today is Thursday, and quite a bit has changed, hasn't it, in that time? We've seen the beginning of some sort of rivalry, perhaps a bit of tension in the camp.
Yeah, I guess so, with a certain guy called Martin, who seems to wind everybody up, including me watching. Yeah, you always get one pretty much most years. I guess I was lucky my year. We all got on really well, like I said before. Last year, there was a few kind of characters that were causing trouble. And yeah, you got this one now. He's kind of a bit soft, a bit wimpish, really, but he's just a bit annoying, really, isn't he? When you're in a kind of camp like that and you're kind of tired a lot of times and you're hungry and he's just whinging and winding people up. He doesn't even know he's doing it, I don't think. It's just the way he is, a bit whinging, a bit whiny. And yeah, it'd be quite annoying, really. But there you go. I guess it's good for us watching in some ways.
Yeah, interesting tweet that you sent, actually. I think it's safe to say that you're not Martin Roberts' biggest fan.
Yeah, you know what? I would just when I tweeted it, everyone just kind of skirts around. What I always say, what everybody else is thinking, it would appear. Yeah, it's a bit of a f***ing. So yeah, I kind of said it, and yeah, it's all right. I mean, you know, it's nothing serious. Not being that nasty. He just is a bit annoying. He's a bit of a f***ing. That's it, really. What more can I say? You know what I mean?
No, that's fair enough. He's still 25-1 with us to win the whole thing. I as a viewer, he's been getting on my nerves a bit. But is that just because he's getting a lot of airtime because of the lack of any other tension in the camp, perhaps?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think Scarlett gets a lot of airtime, but she's not annoying. She's quite funny and entertaining. Some of the other girls aren't getting a lot of airtime, but maybe they're not saying and doing much. Maybe, you know, kind of happened in my year, I guess, with people like Nardi and stuff like that. I don't know, really. It's a funny one, but I must admit, I think if everybody were up for the vote, which I always think it should be that way, but I'm not sure we ITV sometimes with the way they do it. They did it in my year. There were four of us up in that first eviction. There was a big four, and it lost one of the biggest characters straight away. And in my eyes, my opinion at that time I was in there, I thought he was the favourite to win it. And he went first, you mean Bullard. So I'm not so sure when you do this kind of thing and split and only have maybe four up for eviction or whatever, a certain number. I always think everyone should be up for eviction. And I think if he were, I can't see him getting enough votes to stay, really, Martin. I think he would actually be the first to go, but I guess they've done it differently again of ITV, and it's going to be a certain select few up for eviction, I guess. So we'll see.
You mentioned Scarlett there. The first week seemed to all be about her. That was where all the money was going. She was a pretty short price favourite. Interesting to see that in week two there's been a massive move for Adam, who was 12-1 at the start of proceedings. He's now as short as 13-8 as we record this on Thursday afternoon. You mentioned on Monday that you were ambivalent towards him, really. Neither here nor there, but the public seem to really be warming to him, and he is funny on trials, isn't he?
Yeah, no, I can see. I mean, maybe I was a little bit harsh. I think he's grown on me a little bit, to be honest. Still a little bit, I don't know, I kind of always want lads to man up when they're doing trials and just get stuck in. But yeah, he's quite funny with some of the stuff that's come out of his mouth, and he doesn't seem a bad lad. He's a nice lad, I mean, but yeah, I think Joel gets wound up by him, I think, sometimes. I can't tell if it's Joel gets wound up by him, or he's kind of joking and he gets wound up by him, where you can hear his voice and he's laughing, that kind of thing. But maybe there's a bit of tension there creeping, I don't know, but that'd be interesting to see over the next few days, really.
Okay. Do you make it between Adam and Scarlett still as to who's actually going to win this?
Oh, God, I don't know. Certainly Scarlett right in there. I don't know. I think there's going to be other ones creeping in. I even think the Olympian, she's Sam in at the Olympian, I keep forgetting the name.
Yeah.
I think she's going to come through and come quite strongly. I think she could surprise a few, I really do. I still like, what's he called, Larry. I think he's good. He's really, you know, he's entertaining, he's funny, he'll get stuck in, he doesn't whinge and moan or anything. So, Adam, I guess he could be a bit of a favourite with the younger ones, don't know. And he's obviously from a big TV show like Emmerdale. He seems to be on quite a lot of TV at the moment. Every time my wife watches Emmerdale, and not that I don't watch it, I do kind of don't really want to admit to watch it, but yeah, I have to, I guess. I do see bits of it. He just seems to be on quite a lot at the moment. So, yeah, you might get a lot of people voting for him. So, don't know. I think there's a few swings and roundabouts, a few changes to happen yet. But I still feel that, don't know, Scarlett and maybe for me, I think Joel maybe is more. I would be more inclined to put a bet on him to finish higher than Adam in some ways, I think.
Okay, Joel, who is available at 6-1 as things stand, so it's certainly a big enough price if you do want to take a chance on him. Mm. Him and Larry have both just drifted out a little bit. Joel now 6s and Larry at 9s. The sort of big four before, weren't they, that we mentioned. The money has been for Adam, but certainly Joel could be interesting. And you mentioned Sam, who's a massive 50-1. She seemed very aware last night, didn't she, that her fan base was pretty small, that she may have to sort of make her own luck, if you like. And I think that people will almost warm to her for admitting such a thing.
Possibly, yeah. I mean, I felt the same in there. I didn't think my fan base would be that big. You know, I know with Twitter followers, I think I had the least in there the people I was in there with. And yet, you know, as it turned out, when all the stats and figures came out at the end of the show and stuff, I'd won every night's voting. I won the final quite easily, so you might be surprised. I just think she's Olympian. She gets stuck in the trials. People aren't voting for her to do the trials. Usually people get voted for to do the trials, the ones that are not very good at them, or they want to see kind of the people they don't like, sort of thing. So I think she's a lot more popular than what she thinks she is, to be honest.
Okay, fair enough. So certainly Sam, a lively outsider. This series very different from yours in that this lot seem to be very, very good at trials. They must be absolutely full in camp because they don't seem to have had a bad day yet. Very different from when you were in. There was plenty of starving pellies going around, weren't there?
You know what? It's funny because I remember just the good bits now, obviously winning all that kind of stuff. And I can't remember, you know, people not getting... I mean, every time I did a trial, I pretty much got every one. I sure did. Yeah, I got all maximum stars that were on offer. I'm sure Jake did. And one or two of the others did struggle. I seem to remember Kendra getting nothing for 2 days running. So, yeah, there weren't many days I think we got nothing. But I think the Kendra one, maybe 2 days, maybe three. I could be wrong. I don't know. But yeah, like I said, these lot doing really well, actually. There was one the other night where they're kind of underwater. I thought they might struggle. But, yeah, they smashed it. So, fair play to them.
Mm. Okay, final question for you then, Foggy. If you had to go to a desert island and you could only take two of these campmates with you, who would you take?
Oh, God. Good question, mate. I think Scarlett, probably Scarlett, actually, because she just makes me laugh. She comes out with some funny stuff. That's one of them. And probably Sam. I like Sam. I've always liked her from the start. Like, a sportswoman, and you know what? She definitely help out in whatever you need to do to survive on desert island, mate. You feel what I mean?
Yeah, no, I see where you're coming from there, Foggy. Great stuff, mate. We're going to catch up with you next week. I believe you're going to Barbados, is that right?
Off to Barbados, mate, to get some sun on me back. Yeah, yeah. Very much looking forward to that.
Yeah. Well, we're going to catch up with you next week anyway, ahead of of the final, but enjoy the first bit of your holiday.
All right, mate. Thanks very much. Cheers.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.